For the record, my name is Jim Cannon. I live in Deerfield, New Hampshire. And by the way, Deerfield voted, 70% of the citizens of Deerfield voted against Northern Pass. But interestingly enough, I was in favor of Northern Pass when I first heard about it. You know, clean energy, lower prices, who wouldn't be in favor of that? But was in, because it's in my town, I started to look a little deeper. And also, because of my background, which is in economics and 40 years in high tech, I have a tendency to dive into things a little bit deeper than maybe the average person, because I had to do that to survive in the business I'm in. And I currently run a software business out of Portsmouth, and it's not in the energy business. I mentioned my background only because of the talking points I'm going to bring up in a few minutes. I went to your website, and I see that the issue of the permit will be consistent with the public interest. And I said, well, what is that? And you were kind enough to list three criteria on it. And I like to keep my talking points to those three criteria. The first criteria you mentioned is the environmental impact, and is there a reasonable alternative? I was going to talk about the dams that they're putting up in Canada and the environmental impact on that. But the previous speaker, I believe Pamela, did an excellent job, so I won't waste anybody's time reissuing that. But I urge my fellow citizens to really look at what they're doing in Canada. And this is not clean energy, and it's a big lie. So, in now, having said that, are there other alternatives? As an executive in the high-tech industry, you build strategic plans, multi-year plans. I believe Hydro-Québec believed that there's going to be oil and coal were the only options. They did not see natural gas as an alternative. Natural gas is cheap. We talk about high expensive electricity. Natural gas would take care of it. Instead of one big power plant with multiple dams in Canada, we have multiple gas-fired generation plants will create far more jobs here in the state than the jobs up in Canada versus three-year temporary jobs. Decision criteria number two, on electric reliability. One source of power, one place to knock out versus a decentralized system that the gas power generators would provide is much more sounder. Lastly, a monopoly who has no stockholders and can price anything that they want. The high-tech industry has been devastated by international competition where subsidized by governments. This is a government-owned provider of electricity. That will kill investment in American alternative energy. I've already seen up. I know guys in MIT who cannot get money for alternative investments. For the sake of American jobs, I vote you deny the permit and end this foolishness now.